This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
New polling results from a survey conducted by a left-leaning research firm shows support for more school choice options is on the rise, and it crosses all ideological and partisan lines. Here to discuss the poll and what choices are available to parents, we are joined by Mark LeBlond. Mark is a senior policy analyst with the Commonwealth Foundation. Mark, before we get into school choice rights and where things stand in Pennsylvania, and we are going to talk a little bit about a recent poll that shows exactly where public support is, tell us, for those who may not know, what we mean by the term school choice and some of the practical applications.
School choice, very generally, I don't like to focus on any particular sector like private schooling or vouchers or anything like that. I like to think about it in this way. Kids are unique, and kids deserve unique educational opportunities. So whether that's a district school, whether it's a charter school, magnet school, private school, homeschooling, whatever option works for your particular child, if you're voluntarily taking advantage of that option. So if you chose the district school that you're in, or if you chose the Catholic school for your child, that's really the important thing. So it's does the opportunity exist for your child? Are you the parent being empowered to make educational decisions on your behalf, on behalf of your child? And are you essentially running your child's education so that they can be educated in a way that you see fit as the parent educating the child?
Of course, those who are opposed to allowing parents the ability to choose what is best for their own children will say, well, that money is taking money away from the public school system, and therefore it's harming poor children, it's harming school districts. But Mark, as we look at it, some of the worst performing districts in the state are in fact in urban areas. I'm thinking Chester, Upland, Philadelphia, Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. You can go all around the state. Children who are students in those school districts are pretty much trapped in very underperforming schools. Would school choice, if it were to become more prevalent in Pennsylvania, give them other options?
It certainly would. So what we're talking here is we're talking about opportunity, opportunities for kids to prosper, opportunity for kids to thrive. And you're making a very important point, Loman, that opportunity does not exist everywhere. There are kids who they're trapped by their zip code. And Governor Wolf himself, in his inaugural address, said he wants to make sure our children's opportunities are not restricted by his or her zip code. Tragically, for too many in places like Philadelphia, York, Harrisburg, that's exactly the situation that we're dealing with. And yes, school choice would absolutely unlock those opportunities. It would unleash and empower educational opportunity for the kids. We've seen that here in Pennsylvania, evidenced through our own tax credit scholarship programs, and we've seen it in other places like Florida has a very robust education choice program, Arizona, Milwaukee. So we've seen this play out in many other places, including here in Pennsylvania.
Let's talk for a couple of minutes about public support for school choice. And there was a recent poll conducted by the American Federation for Children. It had some very interesting results. And if I'm not mistaken, it's not that organization or the polling firm, a left-leaning firm, so that we can't claim that this is some right-wing conspiracy here?
You're absolutely right, Loman. So the poll was conducted by AFC, it's American Federation for Children, in partnership with Beck Research. Beck Research is a left-leaning organization. And what we see from the poll is it's a 4% increase in support for school choice over last year, two-thirds of respondents favoring school choice. In Pennsylvania, we've done our own polling. We're showing numbers as high as 75%. And it's interesting, you've really got cross-partisan support. So whether you're looking at racial demographic categories or men and women or parties, people across the board are recognizing this is a good idea. And it's a good idea as a means to spur economic growth and societal growth here in Pennsylvania.
We are talking about school choice and the fact that Recent polling is showing growing public support for school choice options. So, Mark, when we look at this growing support, is it having or is it likely to have any impact on legislative bodies, such as here in Pennsylvania, where public sector teacher unions tend to stifle school choice and legislators go along with it because they think that's what people want? With this survey data, is this going to be something that perhaps can now change?
That's a great question, Loman. I really do think it's inevitable. Yes, there's been opposition from certain entrenched interests, but it's starting to gain enough traction among the public that I think sooner or later, this is the direction where you're going. You're seeing more and more states adopt school choice. You're seeing when they do, they don't go back. Right here in Pennsylvania, we've got, I think, four legislative vehicles pending for this session. You're going to see in the House and the Senate tax credit scholarship expansion bills, and you're also going to see ESA bills, so education scholarship accounts, in both chambers as well. So it's really an interesting thing. Once the people get behind it, once parents get behind it, there's really no stopping it. We hope for kids who need it now, it's just sooner rather than later.
In terms of some of those structures that are currently in place, you referenced a little bit earlier education tax credits, the EITC program. For those who may not have heard of it, can you explain what that program is, how it works, and how individual families can take advantage of it?
EITC, Educational Improvement Tax Credits, this is a program that was enacted in 2001. So hundreds of thousands of kids have benefited from this, and it provides a means for private donations to finance private schooling for kids who need help. So you've actually got two programs, EITC and OSTC, which are opportunity scholarships, but they cater to low to middle income kids. And these are kids who would not have the opportunity, right? So in a sense, school choice has always existed for people with means. If you're wealthy, you can move to a better district. You can hire a tutor. You can send your kid to private school. If you live in Philly, like North Philly or West Philly, or if you live in York, odds are your only option is going to be your neighborhood zip code school. So these programs, for many of those families, that's been their lifeline.
And you also referenced something that came up in the last session of the General Assembly. We'll be making a return visit. Educational savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
How would they work?
This is really the future of education, ESAs. If you think about it, we're still operating in this factory-style, Prussian-style education model where you go to your brick and mortar and it's almost like you're a widget being spit out the other end, sort of assembly line style. And the ESA model turns that on its head, and it treats education as something that parents can customize. How it operates is you would get a grant from the state, and it's the state tax dollars, a portion of the state tax dollars, and you can use it for music lessons, tuition, books. You can hire a tutor, speech therapy, anything like that. But it's really, it flips the idea of education on its head and brings it into the 21st century, sort of modernizing how a parent can customize their child's education.
Of course, the education establishment in Pennsylvania resists all of these innovations and all of these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, their rationale is that all of these programs, quote, take money away from the public schools. Does that not bring us to a conversation as to whose money it is to begin with?
You're hitting the nail on the head, Loman. It's time for a shift in our thinking. Anytime somebody talks about, oh, we're going to take money from the district or we're going to take money away from whatever, that raises a flag for me because it begs the question, what's the purpose of the funding? And the purpose is to educate the child. The absolute fairest education funding scheme is one in which the money follows the child. The district keeps a portion of the state money, and they keep their local funding for the fixed costs. So in the end, the per pupil allotment for the district actually goes up.
We have been talking with Mark LeBlond, who is a senior policy analyst at the Commonwealth Foundation, about the rising support for school choice in Pennsylvania and across the nation. Mark LeBlanc of the Commonwealth Foundation. Mark, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Loman. My privilege.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.